I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome to our studios for the first time, all the way from Brooklyn, New York, Benjamin Cartel. Welcome, Benjamin.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I hear it's not your first time in Duluth. I know you are part of the duo Kaiser Cartel.
Yes.
Who have recorded in Minneapolis, I know, before.
Yes.
But you said you've also been to Duluth before.
Yeah, so. I've been here a bunch of times. Kaiser Cartel has played here. I played here one time back in spring last year.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're happy to have you back, and great to have you in the studio. And you're playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, and the show starts at 9, I believe?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to introduce? You got a couple of friends with you. You want to introduce
So with
them?
Me, to my left is Sammy Buccella on the bass, and to my right is Manhattan Mike on the lead guitar.
All right. Yeah. Well, why don't you get started with a song, and then we'll come back, and you have a new album out. We'll talk about that, and anything else you want to talk about.
Sounds great. I look forward to it. Okay. Oh, by the way, this song is called Julia. It's on the new album, Gothenburg. What would you do if you found someone who wanted to be with you every night and day? Would you like it? Yeah. Would you?
Benjamin Cartel, live from Studio A, and that's a tune from his latest album, Gothenburg. And you had an EP out a few years back, right?
I did. That's called Money and Love.
Yeah.
And this is also on that as well.
And yeah, a couple of the songs I noticed are on the EP and on the regular album, but a lot of new stuff, but some of it's kind of older stuff too, right?
Yeah, it's a combination. So on the album is a lot of new stuff, but there's a bunch of old stuff that just kind of piled up while I was out on the road and working with Kaiser Cartel all the time. I didn't have time to record it or release it or really have an outlet for it, so it just kind of piled up for a while. And then finally one day when I was starting the process of doing recording Gothenburg, I said, look, I have all this great stuff, I want to record it, I'm excited to record it, and it was really just great to get it out there.
That's a great place to be in when you have a whole stash of stuff and you're not scrambling to come up with new stuff.
It is. It's the best way to be. I mean, you can't always be like that as a writer, you know, but you just have to be writing all the time. So if you're writing all the time, most of the time you will have stuff. You just have to be like a compulsive maniac and just write all the time, and then you won't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. So were you writing these things on the road but never having time to flesh them out?
Yeah, really that. Yeah. And but you know, me and Mike had played stuff around Manhattan and Brooklyn, out at shows. We didn't release any of it, but we'd been practicing it.
Okay.
So it had kind of this, you know, very low-key life. Mm-hmm. And then finally we recorded it.
Mm-hmm. And this is a bit different for you because in Kaiser Cartel, which is just a duo, but you're playing drums,
yeah,
which I think has been your main instrument for a
yeah.
long time.
Yeah.
But you did play some guitar as well, so it's not like the guitar is completely, you just picked it up to do your solo album.
Yeah.
But so what is that experience like, being out front with the guitar and the...
I mean, I really enjoy it. You know, I'm a drummer first. That's my first instrument. That's the instrument I have the most early formative experience on, but in Kaiser Cartel I get to front our duo/band, and I really enjoy that. And even before, when Courtney and I came together, I was doing this, you know, I was doing Benjamin Cartel music, and then we just sort of melded together to be our own band. And so, you know, we are still together and we're still playing. In fact, after this little jaunt that we're taking, I'm going to go back to Manhattan and we're going to do a show together. But it's really nice to be able to get out and play my own stuff just by myself, or, you know, with my band. I really enjoy it a lot. It's great.
And how is it from a songwriting perspective as well? Because,
well, yeah, it is different. So in Kaiser Cartel, I'm bouncing ideas off of somebody else and she to me. And it's like we kind of have, we're each other's sounding board. And, you know, as a musician or a band, as we are, you have a sounding board, the people who you play with. But with Kaiser Cartel, it's very much more about the collaborative two-person writing team. So everything has to be checked with the other. In this, it's more freedom for me just to do what I want to do on my own. You know, there's good and bad to it. I think it's great to have somebody to work from with. They give you ideas that you wouldn't possibly bring to what you're doing by yourself. But I enjoy both things, really.
And you get to do both.
Yeah.
So that works out really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned that you're a drummer, yeah. but you actually let somebody else play drums on this album,
yes.
I read, for the first time, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
How is it giving up that control?
Yeah, that's really tough. You know, as a drummer, and I have a lot of experience playing drums, it's tough to do that because you as a drummer, and you're giving somebody else the drums, you're like, well, I would do it this way, and I would do it that way. And so, for me, he was a good friend of mine and a big supporter of my music. His name is Christopher Ragnstam. He lives in Gothenburg, Sweden, where we recorded. And I had a lot of trust and a lot of love for the guy. I just knew he would do a good job. So for me, I just way backed off. I just said, just do what you're going to do. I know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. And you just worried about the rest of it.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll talk more about that trip to Sweden and the album. What do you guys want to do next?
I will do a song called Tia's Song. It's also on the Gothenburg album. One, two,
higher than tall palm trees, up on a hill where life stands still, we'll have the time to be. Love on our own. and space. No work, no school, we're free, yeah. Alone, all on our own. You should be with me.
Benjamin Cartel live from Studio A. That was Tia's song. That's another one from his new album, Gothenburg. Tell me about that one. What inspired that one?
So Tia's song, Tia is the daughter of my good friend Matt Hales. He recorded two Kaiser Cartel albums. Matt Hales has a thing that he does called Aqualung. And he's a very good friend of mine. I was over in L.A. recording part of Money and Love. And Matt was telling me about these songs that his daughter had written and recorded in his home studio. And one of them was called You Should Be With Me. And I was like, well, that sounds like a cool idea for a song. So I didn't actually hear the song. I just imagined what it would be like and what she would be singing about. And that's why it's called Tia's Song. That's what it's based on.
Nice. Yeah. And it has that line in it.
Yeah.
So it's like an homage almost.
Really, it's an homage to Tia and her creative songwriting.
How lovely. So Gothenburg, name of the album, because you went to Gothenburg, Sweden to record it. How did that come about?
That came about because of Christopher and the Harborheads, good friends of mine that I had met on the road with Kaiser Cartel. They're even on the same record label as us, Blue Hammock, which is no more. And we were buddies from just our first meeting at South by Southwest. We'd been keeping in touch for years, checking in on each other, listening to each other's music. He'd been like an enormous support of the music I was doing independently of Kaiser Cartel. And he said, why don't you come over and record with us? And I was like, that sounds great. And, you know, I have this thing. It's really weird. Maybe it's not weird to other people, but I have this thing about recording in different places. So I've recorded in Minneapolis, L.A., Nashville, I mean, just all over the place. It's kind of nice for me to get out of Brooklyn and record. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And I suppose each place adds a different flavor to the experience that you bring into the studio. And now I read that in this particular circumstance, you were spending a lot of alone time, even though you were in a big city, although not as big as New York.
Yeah.
So tell me more about that.
Sure. It was really wild. I mean, it was great. So Christopher invited me over. Him and his partner, Joel, are the producers and the main, you know, people who recorded me. They had me come over. I didn't know what to expect. I asked him, do you want to hear some demos? And he was like, no, I don't want to hear anything. So that was strange. I'd never experienced that before. But then when I got there, we worked in the studio. And then after we were finished, Christopher says, okay, now here's your own little apartment to stay in. And here you go. Here's the key. And so I'm in this little place by myself in this town that really I hardly know anybody. And it's kind of isolating and liberating at the same time. You know, I enjoyed it. It was just a real trip. I don't know how to put it.
Do you get that much solitary time in your normal life?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't. Musicians, writers especially, they really treasure that time. And that was a gift, for sure, from Christopher and Joel to me.
And how do you have any sense of how that kind of affected what came out on the album?
It just helped me focus a lot. Mm-hmm. I think you can get distracted easily. I mean, I know I can. And it really helped me to focus and get to the heart of the material I was recording. So it gave something to the album, for sure. And it's hard to describe it, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear one more. We've got time for one more.
Okay, now this is a brand new song.
Not even on the album, huh?
Not even on the album. And it's actually about a friend of mine, who lives in Gothenburg. He has this little motorboat called Sweet Ride. And it's about going out on his boat. There you go.
Benjamin Cartel, live from Studio A. Brand new song, not even on his new album, Gothenburg, which just came out in July, I think, right?
Exactly.
And you have some videos online from the album. And oh, and by the way, if people want more information about you, they can go to BenjaminCartel.com, right?
Definitely.
But yeah, some videos online. Subway Breakup, kind of a literal song about something that happened to you.
Yeah.
An experience that you had.
It is. It's a literal... The video is not the literal translation, but what happened in real life was that I had this breakup with somebody a long time ago. It was like a little fling of a relationship. And as we were falling apart, we were in a subway station, and some kind of homeless dude, I don't know what his deal was, starts singing to us, just like about love and stuff like that. And it was very surreal. And I never forgot it.
Mm-hmm. Those moments stick with you.
Yeah.
And then there's Rockaway Beach is another one. And tell me about Rockaway Beach. It's kind of a place that you used to go. I'm not familiar, not being from that area. Tell me about it.
Okay, so Rockaway, the song's called Rockaway. And Rockaway Beach is where I spend a lot of my summers growing up. My mom grew up in Rockaway, Queens. And so it's kind of a sentimental place for me. And the video isn't really about what the song is about. The video is kind of a trippy little thing about me, like trying to chase somebody from the past down. And what happens, what ensues.
And there's a twist ending.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not giving it away.
No, don't give it away. Tune into YouTube. I think it's on right now.
Do you enjoy the video making part of the process, which is kind of, goes along with things these days?
I love it. It's great for me. I mean, in my mind, I'm an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really, but that's just my, and I'm also a director too. And that's my excuse to be able to do that. So it's a lot of fun for me. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a video-making partner named Matt Clements who lives in Manhattan, and we work together all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, if people want to see that, they can go to BenjaminCartel.com and find more information on that. And again, you guys are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Is this kind of your road band? Do you travel a lot with these guys?
These guys are guys that, Mike and I, we have a band with another bassist back in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, and we also have a drummer. And me and him and the bassist usually hit the road. Sometimes we pick up a drummer. Sometimes it's just Mike and I. Sammy and I have been playing together on and off for years, so we're really good friends. Sometimes people think we're brothers. It's actually Sammy's first time in Duluth ever. He's very
excited. Welcome, Sammy. We're happy to have you here. Sorry about the snow, but I suppose you get to have that in New York,
Yeah,
too,
this is
so
like a
no
mild, this is sort of a mild winter for you guys here now.
So far. Again, that show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, and you go on at 9 o'clock, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch and Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.